anyhow, that nobody wants to take responsibility, so that's where we're at.
Yeah, that was kind of my question. Is there a distinct party that, you know, responsible party?
Right, yeah.
And we don't have one, is that correct?
So that's why it's gone to an AO with three parties, so.
Okay.
Councilman.
If I recollect, there was some decisions made on a broader scale that might have continued the process that a quick fix could have remedied quickly. But, I mean, we've got some outside players, at least is what I've been reviewing. You have any comments on that, Greg?
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about there, but I think it could have been remedied quickly by the operators. But I think they just didn't want to step out there and that would pretty well admit your guilt. You know, I've never run into a deal like this because normally when you have a spill that I've ever dealt with, it's coming from a line or a tank. You know exactly who's responsible. This could be coming from 2 miles away from a conduit in a well that's not been plugged, or in a well that's been plugged with mud. And so anyhow, that's where we're at on it. Not sure if the well's been plugged on the bridge, and that's one thing that we need to find out. I know they hadn't reached the bottom, but I know Gus had asked them to go ahead and make it all the way to the bottom before they plugged the well. So that's, I can't remember the number of the well right now, number 18, I believe, but not positive. I can get you that information, but we need to know if that's plugged, because I have all their lease status reports, I have all their water flood reports, I have all the information I need to plug into Petra and model the area. And there's a lot of wells out there that are 1,500 feet deep that on their lease status report it will say plan to plug, but I don't think they've stepped up and plugged those, or just trying to stop, you know. It seems to be coming from a spring, to me, in my opinion. I think it's a spring, probably through a natural fault or something. But there's a pulsating effect, and that's not a temperature effect, that's cold salts. And so that's what's coming up. Whenever the wells are running, everything's going, you're at a high water mark out there, the creek's flowing. Right now, the creek's probably not even flowing. But when you're at that point, it's a pulsating effect of total solids. And so,
who's directing this entire effort?
The EPA has the lead.
You're talking about Region 6 now.
Right.
And it's,
yeah.
Dellinger.
Philip Dellinger is over this, and he's the same one that's kind of over the high school gas leaks, too. Okay. So. But anyway, going to the Division of Energy and Mineral Development Grants. We're still gathering data on the website. Mark Cooper came in yesterday and we located a lot of old data sets that he was able to download, and some of them I just had to give him some external hard drives, a set of maps and things like that. He has scanned a ton of information, but it's not digitized. So like our Oswego and Mississippi maps, when you look at those on the screen, we'll want to be able to take those contours off separately and layer those, you know, just digitize those spatially where people can use them. We're hunting down the seismic that's available and contacting. One thing that's very important that IHS doesn't have is our horizontal well information. You pull up a horizontal well up there, it shows you the top and the bottom, but it doesn't give you the easting and northings and the track of that well.
That heel and toe at all?
Right.
Is there any of that information?
There's no directional information on most of the wells, and the production's kind of scant too. So I've got an email started, and I've talked to a few operators, some in here. Get us that information in a spreadsheet where we can download it and get it out there. We want to get it out to IHS too, because everybody uses IHS and they don't have it. I know the first horizontal well I drilled was in 91, and I turned that information into the agency, but I don't think it ever made it to IHS on one well. Now, the three or four wells that I turned in, that's on there, the total tract's on there. But the first one we did, it was all hand-drawn using graphs in 91, I didn't give them an Excel spreadsheet on them back then. I was using Quattro Pro, and so I don't think they had Quattro at the agency at that time. So anyhow, that's kind of what we're searching. He knows what we need. We met with the BIA yesterday and sat down with Deborah and Ben and kind of gave them an outline of what we want to do. Mark explained, these are the things we want to see. This is the ongoing production. It's what we'd like to obtain from the agency in some type of digital format to where we could take it straight to the website, you know, on a monthly basis. And then we'll worry about the wells. I gave him several files of digital PDFs with well information and some of the original ITIO wells. Those aren't showing up on any digital maps anywhere. And so that's one thing that I want to get that to Deborah so she can actually spot those. But the original maps that have those are at Lenexa, and I still haven't been able to track those down yet. So there's a ton of wells out there. I think there's 80,000 wells somewhere around there on the reservation that we need to track. She's confident about the position that she has on 40,000, half of those right now. And so she's done great work. She's caught up to where she started, you know, what was left for her to do. She's caught up yesterday. So anyway, that's we went talked to her, told her the attributes we needed from those wells, and then he'll implement those in an open source database. So everything that's going to be on the website is going to be available to the public.
Superintendent.
Can we get a letter from you?
You bet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the office, the new carpet's installed, they painted the walls, it smells great inside. No mold. It's clean. It's kind of junky right now. We're going through filling up trash bins. The remediation work is continuing. They should start on the chambers next week.
Okay.
Right now they're still on the outside ceiling where it was leaking from the outside. The softball field well, the location's been restored. The gas monitoring will continue until November the 20th. That was the 60 days that we were going to study the gas seepage that seemed to be coming directly from the casing in the well itself. And of course, that's 3 feet underground now. It's got a plate on it, so we'll see what happens there. But the EPA took soil samples from the entire location. They came out from the well in the pit area and contained no hydrocarbons. So I think we've got a good report on that. That's it.
Council.
Got a question, Chairman.
Please.
The 20th, what's the plan after the 20th? Or are we going to get a report on the gas monitoring? What's our expectations there?
Yeah, it'll be a conference call with the superintendent, the EPA, and all the federal and state government entities. I think there were 40 people on those calls. Joe Chesh is on there. And what it's probably going to be, if it's still seeping a little gas, which I was out there, you know, and that's when we made the decision then not to re-enter the well. It still just had a small hole with gas that was seeping from it, and it'd blow out a match. I mean, it wasn't blowing hard enough to blow out a match, but it would not light. So it's got maybe 30% methane. It's got 70% nitrogen. I imagine. So it's like...
Air.
Yeah, air. I mean, it's not a problem. What they'll probably do is, once they get their air reports back, they'll probably go ahead and ban it anyway, just like they're doing the gas. There are larger volumes at the high school, but I mean, this is just going to be very minute. But they'll probably ban it anyway, just, you know, for the public's sake. Take it out to the fence or somewhere, you know, take it up in the air. It's not going to flare.
Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. My guess is, if there's no action plan, we'd like to hear from our director after the 20th. To me, that's, I'm projecting good news. I did like the report from the EPA indicating no impact. I wanted to underline that statement, Chairman, in a report that was sent us. But I'd like to ask the Bureau if you have the same kind of cozy feeling I'm getting, or you're still alarmed and what's your thoughts on the gas in school?
Well, actually, we've been monitoring out there. We haven't detected any gas out there. Okay. We've been doing it on a weekly basis. And we've also already notified OERB.
Okay.
And put it on their list, and we're preparing an assessment for it so they can look at it, and they can get people out there to look at what it's going to cost for them to restore the site and paint grass and everything.
Chairman, if I could, I like the technical input from our director, but that statement there is telling me quite a bit that we don't have impact. Right. And the EPA report says no impact.
Right. We
can summarize, there is no impact going on at the high school, is that correct?
Right. Okay. Yes, and we talked to EPA, and they said that their test here a couple of weeks ago, we talked to them in Region 6, and they continue to monitor too, and they said they have not discovered any more gas for their final test.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for that input. Appreciate it.
And we'll go ahead and use this collaboration with their report and what the council's asking.
We need to act. I recommend we act on Bureau's summary of what's been said here, Chairman.
Skip, are you done?
Yes, sir.
Councilman.
Okay. I need for you to say publicly, when we went out there, we only corrected the well out in the softball field. We had nothing to do with the geothermal wells, correct?
Well, originally, I was the first person contacted on the geothermal wells. And then they decided to pull in the state, since they were the ones that gave the permits to drill 100 geothermal wells into a gas zone. And so we just backed off, let them take the lead.
Okay, but we didn't really have anything to do with it. I read somewhere that we actually took care of that. I mean, we don't permit it, we don't drill them, and we don't monitor them. That belongs to the state, correct?
Right.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
The state has told me that from now on, when they permit a well, a water well, a geothermal well, they will contact me. You know, this is not being done. We let them in, they're doing it. They're drilling our minerals, they're using our resources. And somehow we need to stop it. I mean, we need to have say-so in every freshwater well drilled, every geothermal water well drilled, because you have people that are unqualified permitting these wells, and they're not isolating the different liquids, whether it's gas, freshwater, salt water. They're commingling everything, and they're destroying the freshwater at the same time.
Okay, I just want to make it clear that we didn't have any part of that. Maybe in the future we can, so we can have some input so they don't wind it.
They were concerned that our well was leaking into the high school.
Sure.
But the gas analysis, I don't believe it was. It was determined that when the well was plugged at Venture Carpets, that there was a casing leak at 200 feet, or a high casing leak. Maybe they didn't give us the depth, but they said it was a high casing leak, and there was 200 pounds of gas from the Arbuckle still on that well, in that casing leak. So I think that was, could have been the culprit, but it's not proven.
Okay, thank you.
Council.
Chairman, I just as an official of the, elected official, I want to respond, I've heard a lot of commentary on this issue. You can talk to a lot of folks, they got their opinions. But to me, the important piece is the EPA report and our summary from the Bureau. The rest of it is projection. So I think, from what I'm hearing, we're not having an impact on the activity at the Mineral Council conducted on the softball field. Unless somebody puts an official government report in my hands that says we are, then I think we ought to move on and keep it, to keep the conversation in that tone. As far as the other drilling activity, I would like to ask the Bureau, did anyone contact you all when they were interested in putting in a GOL in those locations?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Thank you, Chairman.
It was just to clarify, because there's a lot of people, especially it was in the OSA letter, that they thought we were taking care of the geothermal wells. That's not why we went there. We went there to take care of the well at the baseball field. I just wanted to clarify that to the people. I've done it.
And the other, I'll say this, I mean, the detail to monitor and maintain as it's rested in Bureau of Indian Affairs. And to my knowledge, there's not been a change in the way y'all do business on the leasing activities. So I think that is part piece is there. It's been there for 100 years. Now the question in my mind is, why didn't they call you? That's what I'd like to know. Why did somebody want to drill a well and take energy resources out of the ground, why did they not call the Bureau of Indian Affairs? Just
thank
a question.
You.
Okay.
Counselor, you have any other comment? Go right ahead, sir. Are you done?
Yes.
Will I complete your report itself?
Yes.
I appreciate the work. The other is on the spill itself. Go ahead and push them in to finding out who it is. You're so right. I don't understand, with even the rains we have, how are they still keeping 40,000 parts per million out there in a pool? Mm-hmm. And the other concern, if they shut some wells down and it quit purging and heating that hot salt water we was looking at, if someone doesn't step up, it becomes a more critical factor of whether if we have to go find them, there's going to be ramifications. That's all I got to say on behalf of the council. Thank you, sir, for the other. I do want to report now. And then the last comment that I have is that I had talked to Tom Fredericks when we were going through, and I even had to bring this up to CFR regulations. I attached thermal issues to what we represent as Osage Minerals Council. And you need to go ahead and think a little farther. Whatever would come up, just like this wind farm and these solar panels that's going to take over, I don't care how they get it. As long as it's here, it's ours.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, councils. Thank you. Is there any other question? Let's move on. Superintendent's report. Thank you, brother. Superintendent Phillips, please.
For the branch of field operations, there were 5,304 cursor run tickets reviewed and scanned. There were 3 well plugging witnessed. 42 trucking permits prepared. There were 2 restricted landowner letters prepared. There were 19 leases checked for production and primary term. 18 meter reports scanned and Osage Nation report. 16 complaints scanned. There were 7 OERB evaluations, 65 lease inspections, 98 lease inspection follow-ups. There were 14 gas meter approvings. There were 6 tank trucks checked for permitting. 17 tank strapping was witnessed. There were 103 landowner leasing meetings. 11 complaints responded to. There were 14 spills, leaks inspected. There were 36 spills, leaks, inspections, follow-ups. There were 15 tank scans. There were 20 calculations. Branch of lease management for oil and gas. There were 5 leases approved. Assignments, there were 34 assignments approved. Division orders approved, there were 25. There are three pending division order approvals. There are eight division orders that were returned as incomplete. There were lease inspections, lease terminations approved were one. Producing wells for October, there were 18,111, less 3,269 for saltwater and other wells, with a total of leftover at 14,842. Leases that sold the month, last month under 214, there were three leases that sold the most: APAC, Casey Hinman, Candy Creek Pressure. Sales reported for lease: APAC reported 30,932.11 tons. That royalty paid was $17,012.66. Casey Hinman was 10,179.06 tons for $11,400.55. Candy Creek Pressure was 12,540.34 tons. Royalty paid was $6,395.58. Schmidt Brothers was 376 cubic yards. Royalty paid was $282. Number of requests for lease information was eight. Out of that, there were two FOIA requests, and there were six non-FOIA requests. Branch of subsurface minerals, there was one plugging permit. Branch of accounting collected $4,514.92 in lost revenue for oil spills. Branch enforcement, number of EAs received for APDs was three for 15 permits. There were a number of EAs approved for APDs, there were three for 11 permits. Number of non-production letters, there were six. Number of non-compliance letters was 10, excuse me. Number of non-production letters was six. Number of penalty letters sent was one. Number of extension letters were 18. Number of further remediation letters sent was one. Number of final notice letters was one. Number of spill closure letters were eight. Number of spill remediation reporting notice letters was five. Number of exemption approval letters was seven.
Councilwoman.
I would like for
Amy.
To tell me, it says there was 11 complaints responded to. Can you tell me the complaints? I don't need names. I just need, like, was there water spills, oil spills? I want to know what the complaints were.
We'd have to look back and do a discovery on that, because I couldn't tell you exactly what he responded right here.
You're kidding. You can't tell us.
No, I can't tell you, because we'd have to look at the records.
It's in a SharePoint.
It's in a SharePoint.
Okay, then let me ask you this.
I knew she wasn't done.
Yeah. When we talked about the division orders a while ago, division orders approved, can you tell me that number again, sir?
There were 25.
Okay, on my report here, it says division orders approved were 23.
Mm-hmm. Ours is revised today.
It's revised today.
Do you have anything else?
Yes, I
do.
Go right in. Yes, I do. I need to know about a tank of oil. We have I requested in the past for it to be sold. It's my understanding now that the tank is empty.
Which tank are you talking about?
I believe it was on the southwest of 142110.
You have Steve a lease Burnett. Name? Is it Steve Burnett's lease?
I don't know exactly who it belonged to. I know there was a tank battery.
If it's the Breen lease, yes, the tank has been sold on your behalf, and the money's already been deposited.
And when was this done?
We sent a letter.
Did we send a letter to you to be on the seat?
Well, I didn't see it. Did you get it?
It might be in the ones we got yesterday, but with all the filing.
No, it was sent quite a while back.
But we'll be
did you get it, Bill?
Last month, I believe, we got the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that wasn't put on our Excel spreadsheet. Was it? I mean, how do we know these things if you don't give us a copy of the letter?
Amy.
If it's something like that that's not like typical, we usually scan it and then it's a separate document.
As directed, you and I and Lacey went through this the other day. Superintendent.
Chairman, we have two SharePoints that we maintain. One is a spill tracking SharePoint and one is a complaint tracking SharePoint. All spills go into our spill and the other is related to just lessees or landowners that called to complain about different various issues on their property is in the complaint tracker. So we'll be more than happy to provide Ms. or Councilwoman Irwin. If that's something that you guys would like for us to report on a monthly basis, we'd be happy to do that, just to let you know how many and what they basically are.
You know, well, I see you have 103 landowner slash leasee meetings, I guess this past month. That's a lot of time being spent on that, but I have 11 complaints. I would like to know what the complaints are.
Okay.
I don't need to know what the landowners, you know, what their complaints are. I already know what they are, but I want to hear what other complaints.
Yes, you do when they're restricted Osage. Just never put that on tape. Yes, I do. Council is only committed to my Osage restricted and non-restricted landowner. We have to be notified. Is there anything you'd like to add there?
Nope, I just want to know what's going on over there because I see there's not much on here. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Councilman Redcorn and Councilwoman Boone.
All right, thank you, Chairman.
And I'll get right back with you, Superintendent.
Notice 10, let's see, one, these numbers that you're reporting seem to be a lot lower than they were a couple of years ago. What are your comments on, you know, out of compliance, we were getting tons of them. Now it seems to be tailoring off.
Yes, because they're paying attention to our compliance, yes.
Okay, that's okay, appreciate that.
Thank you.
The other thing is somewhere we did get all the letters, but we don't do that anymore. We had a change within our, not your law. Somewhere it's all, I don't know. But we used to get everything and somehow we don't.
You still do.
You all decided that you wanted it via spreadsheet, so that's how we give it to you.
Yeah, it's a summary.
Another way, we're open to do it.
It's not the letters anymore.
I would prefer to have mine.
Now, doing different things for everybody is going to be a little bit tedious, so we just requested everybody do it the same.
I just want to point out that we don't get all the letters. We get a summary on a spreadsheet. We don't get the letter. If you want more info, you have to request the letter. So.
Did y'all put those in that Dropbox? For us, we're already had just that one.
Everything is filed in the office. Though.
Yes, ma'am. So, excuse me for a second, Council.
That's all I wanted to point out.
I just wanted
to change.
I have to go to Councilwoman Boone.
Thank you.
And then let her get done. Second chair.
I know a landowner who has a plugged well on their property and it's been plugged like for 40 years. Now all of a sudden one of your field men goes out there and does an inspection on it. During the 40 years, the landowner does his own welding and has his own pipe and stuff, and so he thought, well, I'll just put it right there. So he did. Well, your field inspector then goes out there and he contacts the guy that used to have the lease 40 years ago and tells that guy he has to go up and put a sign up on a plugged well. And he also gets reprimanded by the BIA to clean that area up when the stuff on that area isn't even the oil company's stuff. So I'm just wondering, what's the purpose of doing that?
And my understanding of that is a TAG well, and all leases or wells and tank batteries have to be marked pursuant to the regulations 226.34. And that's a TAG well, so they're required to mark it, the signage. And we've already been informed that that equipment does not belong to that leasee.
Well, that's my point. 40 years ago, I don't understand why you're just now doing it.
Well, you're saying plug, but it's TA.
When you remove the equipment and everything off of the location site, wouldn't you take your sign with you?
When it's a TA well and it's not plugged and cut off under the surface, you still have to put sign to it under.
Okay.
Identify it until you go 3 feet under and put the cap on and weld the information on the wellhead.
And so that hasn't been done on that particular well site?
That's correct.
It's TA.
Okay. Thank you.
Counsel, second chair, please.
Oh, I just wanted to say that the Osage Minerals Council made a decision to go to the spreadsheet. And we all agreed to that, I think, except for Councilwoman Boone and Irwin. They wanted the full letter sent to them. But we did make that decision.
I'm only pointing it out that we think the change. I want the Bureau of Indian Affairs to be aware that the Mineral Council's not getting a letter.
Yeah.
We're getting a summary of the letter.
If they get a letter, how do we know we even got it?
You're sending it, but we get a summary.
We've received the letter, and it's dated in that summary. And then there's a little...
Okay, my point is that we see the summary. Hopefully we're responsible for the summary, because if I don't catch it in the summary, we might...
Exactly.
I think that this one got through the cracks, and it's no big deal. I just...
Our staff was advised.
Point out that it's a good process. I'm not doubting the process. I'm just saying it happened.
Our staff was advised, if it's necessary, to send every document to you. And that's all you need to do is ask Lacey, and she can go ahead and send you all stuff. Any other questions, counsel? And then I'll get the superintendent. Thank you.
I had a question. I hope that you'll be able to be
send it.
Remember good enough to answer me. Up here on your number of lease information, there was 2 FOIA requests in that and 6 non FOIA requests. My question has to do with timing and service on it. Can you give me an idea of how quickly the non-FOIA requests were determined to be non-FOIA requests, so they just got the information in? And if it was determined to be a FOIA-triggered request, how long did it take that information to get to the person who was wanting the information, the FOIA process? Do you have any idea to be able to tell me about that?
I can speak generally, because I don't know those 8.
Yeah.
Basically, individuals can come into the agency, and we have a form. If it's a landowner or a lessee is requesting some type of documentation out of a file or report, we will have them fill out that form, and if we can release it, then we'll release it at that point, and it's basically considered a non-FOIA request. If somebody comes into the agency that just wants to know, so I just want to know how much production a company has in this area and so forth, or information as to the well that they drill, then at that point it's triggered as a Freedom of Information Act, and we treat it such as a Freedom of Information Act. And then, of course, we also are getting requests now through the, we have it on our website, as to asking for information. So if it's under a FOIA, basically they're requested under a FOIA. The non-FOIA that she's identifying, we make the agency staff document what information's going out. So they fill out a letter, and then we provide the information.
Okay, but I kind of understand the process a little bit. Part of the process I'm wondering about is how long does it take to make the determinations and actually get the information in their hands.
Basically,
you know, we keep hearing all the time, oh, we can't get it. You can't, you know, and my understanding is
that
it is available, but there's a hoop to jump through, especially if it triggers FOIA. I just want to know how big a hoop that we're having to jump through.
If it's a Freedom of Information request, it has to be 20 days.
Within 20 days.
Within 20 days. Basically, these non-FOIA, if they can come in, fill out the form, and it's something that the agency can easily just provide them, then we do. If they're asking for documentation that is going to take couple hours, individuals have got to give the agency some time in order to do full documents and make copies. But if it's something that we can do quickly, we'll do it quickly.
And the you say that it has to be the FOIA triggered ones, have to be done within 20 days. Do you have any idea how your performance actually is? I assume that you're...
Basically, the Eastern Oklahoma region is performing exceptional because we have people at the region that ensure that we also meet the deadline. So we are not being late in any of our FOIA responses.
Okay, I should probably know this. Do we have FOIA back on our consult agenda? It's been on there quite a little while. Is it on there?
It was on the last one. It should have been brought up along with the other items we discussed.
If not, we're going to talk about that. We might want to add that, and in that, Dale, you might have time to research kind of your average time for getting those out. Would that be something that would be something to know? We have a few weeks before that happens. Not all that many, I guess. But,
no, sir. You're talking about our December 13th meeting?
Correct. But I will ask for that our FOIA compliance procedure and performance be part of that discussion. And if the rest of the council wants it on their way, it'd be helpful for you to research that for us. Thank you.
Any other comments? You think we need to add? With that, thank you very much, Superintendent. Oh, that's right. Go ahead.
Sorry. Since I have been at the Osage Agency, Richard and I both have implemented this documentation. So basically, the OMC should be receiving anything and everything that he or I are signing to the lessees. You should be getting a copy of everything.
Everything's in our office available.
Okay. Very good.
Everything you've seen.
Thank you.
All right, Dan. And with that, I'd like to go on to do business. We have the agenda item 8A, Osage Casino, Ms. Pearson, Mr. Big Horse, on the 214 lease. We had discussed this last Thursday. Mm-hmm. Is the resolution ready to go in the book?
Yes.
I had like to entertain a motion of the resolution of the dirt removal on site for the casinos.
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Boone. I need a second.
Second.
I have a second by Councilman Curran. It was discussed. Is there any other questions? Yes.
I just might point out that those who weren't here listened to it last week, for the people listening here, this is merely a moving of dirt from one place to another. No sales, no anything, and it's so we're saying that we're not thinking we need to have a formal permit process for it.
That's correct. And with this resolution, it will take care of that. Any other discussion? Call for the question, Dirk.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Abstain.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. And just for one point of order, I've been contacted by the City of Enid. They're getting ready to run a water line out of Call. It's going to cross us. They went to the nation first, and then the nation have sent it to us for the same requirements here. I will have the office send you the mapping and other information. The water's going on Stillwater. But it is going to cross us. They're not going to have any sales or anything, or the removal of any dirt other than the dredging itself. They're going to lay a 36-inch line.
How far is the line?
However it is from Ponca City to Stillwater. I haven't made that drive.
I don't know what it is either.
But with that, you'll have the information sent to you. I just received the original mapping. They just called me 2 days ago. With that, we can go on to the next item.
I have a question about the order that we have here.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if it wouldn't be more appropriate to switch C and B.
That would be fine, Council.
I just think it might be If we have a B, C may become moot, we need to, I suppose, if we have her on the agenda, she's.
Yes, with them being here, I'd like to go ahead and move with the council approval to eight C, Shelley Cornelius, removal of property. Ma'am, just make yourself at home back there. We have a mold problem, so we're not gonna get back in our chambers forever, so excuse us for that. Take care of everything right when you're at. If you will stand up, I just need a who you are to go on tape.
Can I have my husband's name for us, please?
It's your business, dear.
And the lease that they're trying to get, I own, and it was terminated. And I'm just here because I wanna get some of my equipment off it. And that's basically all I'm asking. I got a pulling unit in the back truck, some power tools. And I'd like to remove that so I can maybe use it to keep working somewhere.
Is there anything you'd like to add to that, sir?
I was wanting to move my equipment too, but I was still gonna, couldn't. So, I mean, the pump jacks and all the other stuff too.
That's right. I'll be grabbing it. So all of it's still on the lease itself?
Everything was there just like I left, yes, sir.
Okay. And when did you get your, the lease was actually canceled? When did that letter come out?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't even know it was terminated until I went out there a few weeks ago.
I'm specifically using a titled word of, it's not terminated, it was canceled.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, your federal government's gonna tell you why here in just a second, but I want you aware of it.
Okay.
Councilwoman Irwin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, the lease was canceled, and the moment it was canceled, everything out there became ours. We owned it, everything. And that, there's been some things removed, and.
Not by me.
Excuse me, sir, may I finish?
Terminated for cause.
Okay, there's been some things removed. I've asked for it to be investigated. It's still being investigated. As of yesterday, I've told that, you know, it's, some things still need to be cleared up. And until I'm satisfied, when I get the report from the AG's office, I don't think we need to do anything with this. I think we need to table it.
Are you done, dear?
Yes, I am.
Councilwoman.
Mr. Cornelius.
Sir.
What the chairman was talking to you about and stuff, there's a difference between and the superintendent may elaborate further, but if I'm remembering the CFR property, there's a difference between terminating or canceling a lease or giving up a lease and one that was canceled or terminated for cause, whichever the term is. The for cause part is the operating part. If you're just giving up a lease or you're you know, losing it for other reasons other than cause, you have 90 days after that to remove your stuff off of it. If it's the for cause part comes in other words, because you know, were not in compliance anymore, well, then that 90 day deal it doesn't apply anymore. As the councilwoman was telling you, then the equipment becomes the lessors, which is us. So that's where we're at on it. So, you know, the lessors sitting around the table here can decide what they, if they wish to let you have your stuff back or not. But it's all, but you know, it's your stuff is no longer your stuff that was left out there. It's our stuff, and we need to decide whether we give it back. Is that kind of, you understand the situation? Okay. So I also understand that we've had to deal with this lease for quite a little while in different ways. We had a Mr. Coast that came in and was trying to produce, that was a tank of oil that was produced at some point that we couldn't dispose of because our understanding was you couldn't be reached or you weren't responding in order to deal with the matters at the time. So we have that situation out there too. I think that perhaps the superintendent could enlighten us, the chairman left the room, but I'm pretty sure he's gonna allow you to talk when I got down
there. Superintendent, please.
Thank you. The agency records reflect that you were notified to provide the agency with a bond to cover the lease, and you were given ample time, notices, and so forth, and you failed to do that. So based on that, we stepped in and we canceled the lease. And upon us, like the council is saying, upon our cancellation of the lease, we acquire all of that equipment as well as whatever was out there in the tank on for the OMC. And you had an opportunity, based on the administrative process of the Department of Interior, Part 2, you had an opportunity to appeal that decision, which you apparently did. It went up to the regional office, and the regional office, they confirmed our, or affirmed our decision, basically stating that your appeal was too late. So at this point, Mr. Cornelius, I believe that their deputy superintendent and worked with our field guy and are advising you that that equipment belongs to the Minerals Council. And I believe you would advise to come here to talk to the Minerals Council about that equipment. In actuality, it's theirs.
Councilwoman Irwin, thank you, Second Chair. Councilwoman Irwin mentioned tabling this. Is that in the form of a motion?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make that a motion that we table this until we get a full report from the Attorney General's office in regards to everything that's out there. It's and it says in the Constitution that it's the nation's responsibility to protect this, our interest and stuff.
Second that.
I'll call for the vote.
Councilman Crum?
We're I have a question, I guess.
Please.
We're tabling this till when? Till after the Osage Nation Attorney General looks at it and determines what?
I'm having it investigated by her in that office, because there seems to be some equipment missing from there.
Chairman, I believe there's a command from the second chair when you were out.
Yes, Chairman.
Vote.
Do you have a motion on the
order?
No, I'm in
a
second.
And a second to table?
Mm-hmm. Yes, to table it.
She called for the vote before you walked in.
Did my second chair call for it?
I did call for it, yes.
No, I wasn't in here, dear.
Okay.
Well, there was
Please.
No call for discussion, just a call for the vote. So I, because of that reason, I'm going to vote no. I need to have more information before I, on what I'm voting on. So and abstaining is kind of a coward's way out. I'm gonna say no until I'm able to ask a question or two about what we're doing.
Well, I'm sorry, that was probably my fault that I didn't ask for discussion. Can we back up and ask for discussion?
Can you?
I'm asking for discussion.
So
I think so.
Are we discussing or are we voting now?
Discussing.
Okay.
Hang on, you can have a seat. I can tell this is going to be a second. Is there any open discussion? Would you like to have any counsel?
I have several. I think we know that coming up in the next order of business, because I asked for them to be switched around, we're going to be asked to deal with some of the same material, same equipment for one of our newest lessees. He's been awarded the lease down there on how we would wish to dispose of the equipment that's on there. So we're tabling this at this point, but also table that one, at least in my mind, because we wouldn't have any determination on what it is. The second thought I would like to have on it is put out is that I'm not sure that it makes any difference about whether we talk about what we're doing with this equipment that's still there, as opposed to any that might have disappeared between the, I take it what we're talking about is material that you believe might have, this councilwoman, that you believe might have disappeared between the time that the BIA determined that the lease had been forfeited to her council and now.
I've never been given an inventory list.
Well, we have an inventory list, what's out there now.
Council, excuse me.
From the next person.
Deputy Superintendent.
We also provided the inventory list, I believe, here a week or two ago.
Oh, really? I didn't get it either. Imagine that.
So, I'll let other people discuss at the time. I just think that.
Thank you. Council.
Okay. I'm going to weigh in on this. I've been kind of sitting back listening to it, but the way I understood that Steve and Shelley Cornelius was actually just wanting the vacuum truck and the pulling unit for our lease.
Yes, please.
And that as a council, we were wanting to leave the equipment to operate the lease and maybe work out a deal with the new lessees. Now, am I wrong on that? Is that where we're at right now?
Yes.
Well, I think we'd ask the new lessees, do you have a problem with them getting the vacuum truck and the pulling unit, or is that going to be a sticking point with you?
We obviously wanted that equipment, but
sure.
But for the flip side of it, we wanted to do what's right.
Right.
And from that aspect,
let's always start with this. We want to do right, and then we'll worry about damn equipment.
Right.
Okay. Remember where you're at. We're at the Osage Minerals Council meeting. This man's been here many years. His family, all of us. Thank you. I'm sorry.
I just thought that this problem seems to be a little more complicated than just, are we asking for all the equipment or just part of the equipment? And it affects the new lessee and them operating it. And if you guys are going to talk maybe royalty reduction at some point, you know, which I'm opposed to, I'll just say right now. But if you're going to help them out, I'd say let them have the equipment to operate the lease. I'd be more receptive to that than lowering the royalty. I mean, they went to auction. I'm jumping ahead, I know. but anyway, their surface equipment is what's going to be needed to run the lease. Now, the pulling unit and the vacuum, I could see that going another direction. But anyway, that's just what I wanted to add to this.
Thank you very much. But first, was that truck on that listing inventory?
Yes, I believe it was.
Then you decided that, council.
I'm here, and I think we need to do a complete inventory list of what's there and what's been taken off of there. This belongs to the annuitants. Somebody somewhere needs to get something out of the equipment that's been taken off of there. We need to know where it's gone. We need to know how it was disposed of. You know, I need to know more information. This isn't ours, it belongs to the annuitants. And as far as the lease is concerned, I don't understand why Pennant can't go ahead and start operating out there with the stuff on the lease. I don't understand that. I'm hunting for an inventory list.
Yes,
I'm not trying to do away with these Pennant Energy, but there has to be something done to what's been done to us.
Okay.
We need to be made whole again. This is for the annuitants. It's not just for us.
Council.
Call for the question.
Call for the question. To table. Please repeat what the motion was at. I had a short bathroom break.
To table Cornelius until a full report is obtained from the AG office.
Call for it.
Councilman Crum.
I'm still going to say no. I think we can handle it today and still go after any equipment that was left.
Councilwoman.
Might have left early.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Are you done?
I am. I'm setting up. I am.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
I have a question then of the BIA on this supposed, you know, suspected equipment that left early. do we have an inventory by anyone who, at the time that it was actually terminated? How quickly did you make your inventory as to what was out there then? And after Mr. Cornelius was went through the due process and all that kind of stuff, how quickly did you make your inventory?
We should have an inventory on the day of the inspection. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when they went out and done the inventory. I mean, there may be a date on the inventory I turned in or gave to the mental council. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure how far after the cancellation that occurred. I really can't answer that.
Do you know if there was any electric motors on that inventory list?
I don't recall. I didn't say that. I looked at the list.
Figures.
Right.
Just one.
Amy.
Okay, I do have the list. I got it either on like Thursday or Friday, I think. And I haven't sent out BIA letters, and then I've been moving all the stuff in the office this week, so I haven't sent anything out.
So we haven't actually seen the information that's been sent to us?
Yeah.
But it was just recently sent?
Last week.
I see.
Council.
I agree. I haven't seen that list, and I think it's a relevant point. But the other thing I want to say is that we have a team together that's interested in grabbing equipment that we own to put it in production just as a consideration, since it is our equipment. You know, so we do have our team together and ready to roll, so that's another
You're good,
that's
brother.
Another thought to think about as we make these deals.
I'd like to go to the Councilman Irwin. I'm going to go to Councilman Crum and then Superintendent.
Y'all have already voted on one, and while we're still talking.
We still have an agenda item that we're dealing with. And
have you moved to another agenda item?
No, I'm trying to make a motion on this agenda item. Perhaps I would like to defer quickly to the superintendent before I make my motion.
Thank
may
you.
I ask Mr. Cornelius a
Please.
Question? Did you remove any of the equipment?
No, ma'am.
So when you got the notice from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, then at that point, you never went out there and removed any equipment?
I haven't been out there in a while. I was out there a few weeks ago.
Was the same equipment? Was your equipment all out there? Did you see anything missing that belonged to you?
Yes, there was stuff missing.
Okay.
Yes. There's injection pumps, motors, stuff. Yes.
Thank you.
Cable.
Okay, I don't think that'll change my motion. We still need to try and, if we can, figure out where that stuff went, who took it. But what I would like to propose right now to deal solely with Mr. Cornelius here is to vote at this point. No, we are not giving you back the truck and the what was the two items?
The vac truck, oil unit, and a power generator.
Right. That at this point right now, we're not giving up ownership of it. That the Minerals Council is retaining that ownership right for right now. And then you might want to stick around because the Minerals Council may or may not deal with that same equipment in a few minutes. But for right now, to handle your deal, my vote is for us not to vote to give it back to you at this point.
I'll second that.
Is that in form of a motion?
That was.
I have a second on the floor, open discussion. And before we get there, second chair, please.
Oh, I just wanted to say that maybe we should move this to later on our agenda, because we had asked this gentleman to bring an inventory, which he brought. It's in our books today.
That's not on the inventory.
Well, I know, but to ask Amy to bring the one that she has in the office and let's compare them.
Well, it's not even accurate, I'm assuming, because he said that equipment's not there anymore. Some of it's not there.
Yeah, it's been taken. Yeah. The electric motors and so on and so forth have been taken out of there.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, please.
I have a motion on the floor. Second. Council, any more discussion? We'll
repeat your motion, please?
That we do, at this point, we deny the Cornelius' request for those two pieces of equipment to be returned to them.
Call for the question.
It's still ours to be, you know, to be disposed of if we see fit.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually.
We're not giving up ownership, yes.
Councilman Crown made the motion, seconded by Councilwoman Irwin.
He wants to amend it before it's voted.
I made the mistake and said two pieces of equipment needs to be three questions. The equipment Cornelius is requesting.
I just don't want to handle them power tunnels anymore.
Okay.
That's my job. Brings nightmares.
So what you're actually saying is that.
Maybe you want the floor, you're just going to run over.
Sheriff.
I might do both, I don't know.
I.
I'm telling you.
Hang on. You ready?
Yeah, I want to clarify something.
Chairman, could I ask that we get a clarity on what we're asking to vote on?
Thank you.
That's what I want, clarity.
No, that's for the chairman.
Okay.
We already have a motion and second on.
And I don't like you asking me that question. I'm being fair in this.
No, I thought you wanted me to repeat.
I'm asking him.
Okay.
Do we have to put a number on the equipment? Let's just not say that they can have any, they can't remove any of the property out there, any of the equipment, none. That would be a lot easier than saying two, three, whatever.
Well, he's been pretty, I'm sorry.
Council.
He's been pretty specific, pulling in power tongs and a vacuum truck, so.
All they requested.
All they requested.
And that's today. Let's get it identified today, this morning. It's a little rough on how it happens, but let's get it identified. Council, call for the question.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
We are voting for this individual to take those three pieces of equipment.
The Osage Mineral Council is going to keep the.
We're going to keep it.
The Osage Mineral Council is going to keep the equipment.
Yes.
We don't have response back from the AG.
That's right.
I don't have enough information to make this vote. When I ask Bill Lynn to do any purchase or transactions, I ask him to go through AG and through the procurement office to ensure we're within the law, so I'm going to have to abstain.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Don't give back the equipment.
Right.
To me, that's a double negative, so I think my answer is supposed to be yes, I don't want to give back the equipment.
Thank you, because I was still worried about my vote. Thank you.
I think that's what they meant when they said clarify the motion. It was not
no,
clarified.
I understand.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Now we're going to be able to deal with something else. Let us get to the next agenda item, Mr. Cornelius, and then we will be able to handle that with the new owner pending.
After thinking this thing through, I would like to see the Attorney General review this.
Yes.
And review the BIA regulations and what our options are.
But you already voted no.
I know.
not to give back the equipment in the nation
at the moment.
but no, we need some
but
something
we can
else
still
to
make that motion to have the Attorney General look over the situation.
Can we make it a motion?
Or
we'll
we
make it
have
a motion.
One of our lawyers.
Make it a motion in 1 second.
Yeah.
They're already. Chairman?
Yes.
Our last vote changed nothing. Right. All it did was say that at this point we were not granting the Cornelius' request for those three pieces.
That's right.
And we're back to base one. That's all I was trying to do was get back to base, and then we can deal with the questions if we wish to deal with them. If we wish not to deal with them, we can. But whatever. All our action did was bring us back to base.
Okay. So can we move on now from both?
Thank you. Pennant Energy, Mr. Fletcher, Greenwater Flood Unit.
Good luck.
never respond like that until after the vote.
I just mean it, presenting.
Would it be possible that?
We take a short break, yes.
Yes, or push us down in order to give a chance for us to go talk to Mr. Cornelius?
Let's take a 10-minute break.
Thank you, sir.
And then we will, we'll probably still might come up with putting you down the floor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All I've got is get the agenda items.